Again, thank you guys for that info, and given my preference, I'd probably just hook up the wire for the PTT. It's just not a lot of information what this news this radio is, the cabling and stuff that's needed, but I'll dig in a little deeper and see what I can find, and I'll try to take up any more time for the net. It's getting awful late for some guys.
Oh, no problem at all. I enjoy this kind of stuff, and I know a lot of people listening enjoy hearing about it, too, so I encourage it. But, yeah, I think definitely more research is involved, but, and like you said, with that radio being so new, there's not going to be a lot of stuff yet saying, hey, don't do that because I did this to my radio because of that kind of thing, but it's been out long enough where you might start seeing it. You just got to find it in the right places. Maybe even try that EHAM. Maybe somebody's made a comment about that amplifier and other radios. But, man, I just have to think if it's a low enough power going in, at a few seconds or even a split second of high SWR is not going to kill it. I mean, if you're changing bands like every 10 seconds, and it does that every 10 seconds, and maybe over time. But that's just me talking. So, but if there's a safe way to do it, just got to figure out the wiring configuration, then that might be the better option.